Miss Nene.
Thanks again for joining us today. We're always so happy to have you listening to our program and responding, asking for recipes, looking for recipes, giving us suggestions. We just love to hear from you. And today's topic is kind of the result of somebody who made a comment to me in the grocery store.
Okay.
And the topic is canned versus frozen versus fresh foods, and we're mainly fruits and vegetables. So now you bake with quite a few different fruits. Do you have a choice? Do you have a favorite?
I tend, in my business, I tend to use a lot of dried fruit, prepackaged dried fruit, because I have a consistent availability year-round. If I was not in my business of Miss Nene's Fine Desserts, more than likely I would not use a dried product. I would use a frozen product, or, of course, if it's fresh, that's what I would use.
Okay, so it kind of depends on when you are where and what kind of outcome you want. But, you know, some people just think, and it's easy for us to think, that fresh would always be the best in terms of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily so, Miss Nene.
Really? Tell us, and why is that?
Well, we have to stop and think when we go to the market and we look, and I always like to use broccoli as an example. I don't know why I choose that one. But where did that broccoli come from? You know, at this time of the year, it's not going to have come from our local gardens at all.
Correct.
It's going to have traveled. Now, we could probably look at the source of often, you know, it should be labeled where it came from, and it might be Arizona, it might be California, or if we looked at some other products, it might be China, or it might be, you know, we could look at those. Well, by the time those things have traveled over a period of time, the nutritional value starts to go down. Also, it partly depends on the temperature, you know, if they were in non-cool temperatures, that's going to affect the nutritional value, and how long did it take to get it into the container. And I know a lot of companies who ship this try to make it as fast as possible. I think I was told one time if you buy broccoli or cauliflower from Arizona, it was probably only 2 days from the field.
And shipped in a refrigerated truck.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's pretty good. The other thing is that over that time, if you think about when they had to harvest that, we hear about many of the products, many of our vegetables especially, or fruits too, being picked before they are ripe.
Yes, yes.
Okay, the nutritional value, the full nutritional value will not have had time to develop when they're picked not as ripe as they should be.
How does that work with tomatoes? If they're picked green and then they're put in a chemical treatment, is that correct, in order to help them develop their color and their flavor, or their how are they developed?
They're stored.
And
of course there's certain varieties that they choose that they know will happen, but it'll
stand up better.
Yes, they're not likely to have as much nutritional value as the tomato that's picked when it's at, you know, the best stage, and it isn't sitting around waiting for a week or two to develop its color and its flavor.
Well, when producers or companies who can fruits and vegetables get their produce, how long of time has it been from when that produce was picked in the field or picked from the orchard in before it's canned?
Now, most companies, I'm just going to generalize because I know there are exceptions. The companies that can food and freeze food now have their processing so that there's very little time between the time that it's harvested and the time that it's processed. So
saving those nutrients.
Value, yeah, exactly. And I'm sure that is economical for them to, you know, you don't have to have it sitting around somewhere, storing somewhere. They can just move it right through the processing. So in that case, if we compared a can of, I don't know, pears, let's say, or tomato, whatever, and we compared something that had been standing around or being shipped for a long time versus what came out of the can or the freezer, it's likely that the nutritional value of both the canned and the frozen would be quite a bit better than that's just been hanging around.
Is that true for when we get sweet corn in the summer, and that's such a wonderful product to have, and we know that it's seasonal, we can only get it for so many weeks out of the year, and we enjoy it, and perhaps purchased more use the corn than what we need in a week? What happens?
The biggest difference there, and there's probably some nutritional value, but the biggest difference that happens when we let the sweet corn sit around, even in the refrigerator. I mean, I think most people, if they buy a dozen ears, they're only going to use half of that or two or three. Do take it home and put it in the refrigerator, which is a really good thing to do.
Yes.
But even then, the sweetness, because sweet corn is sweet, right? That's
yes.
what we want.
Mm, yes.
Yes. As soon as it is picked and we take it home, that sweet starts changing to starch. And I'm thinking, now I haven't tried this. This summer we're going to try this,
okay.
Ms. Nene.
Okay.
If we took an ear of corn right there in the field and took a bite of it,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be sweet.
Mm.
If we took that same ear home and put it in the refrigerator and at the end of the week tasted it, I think you're not going to taste so sweet.
Well, I believe that's true because when we're farmers, and of course we're corn producers, and when Fred will bring in ears of corn from the field as they start to before they start maturing, and he'll show them to me just to show me how the crop's coming, and when those ears are in milk stage, I just love to bite
just
it, eat the whole ear, really. And of course, then when they sit or when those ears sit around, that corn matures and gets harder, and it's not near the fun.
Not nearly as mm-hmm. good. You're right. So we have a lot of considerations. We've talked a bit about availability, as you have there. You choose the dried. We've talked now about nutrition, and I just want to emphasize again that if you have a choice between something you know that's fresh but has been on the counter in the truck for a while versus the frozen versus the canned, frozen should be your first choice.
So if I want to make inch of food cake and serve it with fresh strawberries, can I do that this time of year?
Well, I don't think you're going to see many fresh strawberries there in the fruit section. What I would do is go to the frozen food section, and you have a choice there of those individually flash
mm-hmm.
frozen ones,
mm-hmm.
or you have the choice of the container that maybe already has the sugar in it, and they are going to be good. They're going to be yummy.
Okay.
They're going to have been picked at their peak and handled well, so that's a good choice.
And if you're going to macerate the fruit anyway and combine it with sugar before it joins your and adorns your angel food cake, it's just as easy to purchase the frozen. It saves labor steps, and voila,
and
there it is.
It might be less expensive. I haven't compared okay. recently, but it could be if you're trying to buy fresh strawberries right now. You know, this mm-hmm. isn't the season for them, and compare them to the frozen. I'm guessing the frozen might be more economical.
Okay. I even have a recipe that calls for freeze-dried raspberries, and they're difficult to come by. But when I have found them, they're very expensive. But boy, you open up that bag and pop them in your mouth, and it's just like cotton candy. Oh, they're wonderful. So that's another way of preservation.
Yes.
But
those are instant, yeah.
Yep, all depend. And I think they went to the moon and back, too. it's all in what your purpose is for the fruit or vegetable.
Yeah, what is it you want to consider? Mm-hmm. And as we've mentioned, and we haven't talked much about flavor, but a little bit about flavor, about cost, about availability, nutrition. And keeping quality, I think, is another kind of thing. You know, if you have a can of goods, it can keep for a number of years and still be, it will be safe as long as the can isn't bulged.
Yep.
And the quality of the flavor might have gone down a little. And frozen foods, well, it kind of depends on what's frozen, but, you know, a year or less and the quality is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it's frozen, it's always safe. I don't care if it's 5 years old, as long as it's always been frozen.
Okay.
It's going to be safe.
Well, one of my favorite breakfast food items anymore is a smoothie. And I, rather than always trying to find fresh fruit, I will go to the freezer section and find these wonderful bags of frozen fruit that are just wonderful in a smoothie. And I even pop these different fruits in my mouth, and they're
really
marvelous.
Good.
Yep.
So don't feel guilty about buying canned goods. The only problem there is sometimes there's added sweetener and added salt. And certainly don't feel guilty about buying frozen versus fresh. Just, you know, think about all the things you have to consider when you're thinking about canned versus frozen versus fresh.
And that's good information to teach to your children, too, as part of the grocery process and learning how to be junior homemakers in their own right.
Good shoppers.
Yes. Well, we hope that in the future that you will make some fond family memories in the kitchen.